this weekend. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon valid 5/10 to 5/13. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details and store hours.
It's that time of year again, Trey, the sweet spot in sports where baseball begins and basketball heads into the exciting home stretch to determine who will win it all.
And whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, let Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A message to Republicans. Don't get complacent. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We are all making America proud. We are rocking.
President Trump at a rally in Elkhart, Indiana, predicting a great Republican victory in November, saying his June 12th meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is a chance for world peace.
You remember everybody in the fake news where they were saying, he's going to get us into a nuclear war?
Now, the president today will outline a plan trying to make prescription drugs cheaper.
We want to use the private sector tools that we have in other parts of our program to negotiate discounts for those drugs to bring savings for the system down and savings for our senior citizens.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, Democrats worry the proposal doesn't go far enough. They want the government to help negotiate lower prices for Medicare patients. Republicans are still trying to get enough Senate votes to confirm Gina Haspel as the next CIA director. There's controversy around one Republican opposed to her. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, a White House staffer reportedly said it doesn't matter. He's dying anyway, referring to Senator John McCain's brain cancer and his inability to vote on Gina Haspel's confirmation. The White House doesn't deny Kelly Sadler made that remark and issued a statement saying, we respect Senator McCain's service to our nation, and he and his family are in our prayers during this difficult time. Senator McCain, who was a prisoner of war in North Vietnam, opposes Haspel's nomination because of her role in the 9/11 post-9/11 enhanced interrogation program. Dave?
Rachel, the volcano's national parks now closed indefinitely in Hawaii for fear Kilauea could erupt with bigger explosions.
The lava lake at the summit of Kilauea is draining fast, and scientists are watching the lake drop down inside the crater. That magma has to go somewhere, and if the lake drops below groundwater level, it could cause steam explosions. Scientists worry ash and large boulders could come raining down.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Recent lava flows have destroyed more than 24 homes on Hawaii's Big Island. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
Something long delayed in Congress has been approved by the House, reviving a nuclear dump at Nevada's Yucca Mountain.
Lawmakers from that state have long opposed the measure, and the state's two senators, Republican Dean Heller and Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto, both warn the project is dead. Supporters of the Yucca proposal say it solves a decades-old problem of storing nuclear waste. More than 80,000 metric tons of spent fuel from commercial power plants are stored in 39 states. Private companies have also proposed new underground facilities in remote areas of Texas and New Mexico. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Payday for a Philadelphia man who was locked up for more than 3 years awaiting trial and was then found acquitted after it was turned out a police officer gave false testimony. He sued. He was awarded by a jury $10 million, though the city of Philadelphia will appeal. The new Avengers movies already set records, including biggest opening weekend ever.
I'm Peter, by the way.
Doctor Strange.
Oh, you're using your made-up names. then I am Spider-Man.
Infinity War may have set the table for a big summer.
Theaters are staffing up and extending hours for a busier summer movie season. The National Association of Theater Owners says it's going to be gigantic with no less than 8 sequels. Deadpool 2 launches the action next Friday.
Doing the right thing is messy. But if you want to fight for what's right, sometimes you have to fight dirty.
Even more anticipated, Solo, a Star Wars story, opens a week later.
I heard a story about you. I was wondering if it's true.
Everything you've heard about me is true.
Analysts expect North American ticket sales to jump about 20% over last summer, with the potential of a $2 billion season.
That's Carmen Roberts. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Local news brought to you by Gina Johnson in her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The city of Champaign is looking at whether they want to tax rental rooms like those on Airbnb and HomeAway the same way they would tax hotels. WCIA says hotels in Champaign currently pay a 7% lodging tax. The University of Illinois is graduating its first class of online-only Masters of Business Administration degrees. The AP says most students enrolled in the program already have careers and are looking to advance. The program started in January of 2016. About three-fourths of the 66 students graduating on Saturday do not live in the state. The Illinois Senate has passed a bill that would toughen penalties for K2 possession. The bill would make synthetic cannabinoids subject to emergency controlled substance scheduling. WEEK-TV said manufacturers would be subject to a Class 3 felony charge, while simple possession would be a Class 4 felony. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're talking with Gina Johnson, owner of Blueprint Mental Health and Life Coaching Practice in Urbana.
Well, I've always had a passion to help people manage their responses to negative life situations, negative people, and negative things. My book, Let's Make It a Habit, and my in-person workshops will help your employees and coworkers be more productive and effective at work, which ultimately result in better relationships. Let's start with a complimentary needs assessment and business analysis to ensure you get the results you need.
To learn more about Gina's workshops and how you can invest in your team, visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
We had our breath kind of held here waiting on this weather forecast because of all the graduation stuff in the U of I this weekend. Just make it so much easier if we're not in windstorms and flooding kind of things.
Exactly.
Wow.
We've got partly sunny conditions with a high 86 expected today, low 66 tonight. Winds could gust as high as 23 miles per hour for us today. And we have some clouds in the forecast for tomorrow with a high 83 expected, gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. And a 30% chance of thunderstorms mainly between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. So that's right in the zone.
Yeah. And you know, you've got so many people lining up at all the points of entry into campus to get the pictures. And then, of course, alma mater. How many people? We did our pictures Wednesday.
Okay.
And there were people doing it Wednesday.
Okay, good idea.
And you're out there with your cap and gown. The
right. It was
mortar board. The mortar board is what you're wearing there. And in the wind, it's just not going to stay very
right.
And blowing around your hair.
30% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday's forecast, or Sunday's forecast also. Right now we're at 65. ESPN 93.5.
Okay. Well, it's a figure it out.
Yep.
It's not going to be the first time it rains in low graduation ceremonies. Agriculture is an industry with unique banking needs. Put your trust in Busey Ag Services and Farm Brokerage and partner with a financial organization who understands your agribusiness. Busey's roots run deep. As you know, they first opened their doors 150 years ago. I'm just wondering if there was a guy on a horse in the drive-thru on that first day.
How did they do that little chute thingy?
Yeah, exactly.
The tube and the
exactly.
screen goes on.
Right, and then the screen. How you doing today? Hey, pretty good.
Right.
More than 90,000 acres under their care and management, so they know ag. From farm managing to brokerage and lending, Busey provides a full range of products and services to meet your needs. Cultivate the future of your farm with the professionals at Busey Ag Services and Farm Brokerage. Let them do it.
to see how Busey can maximize the yield in your investment. They'll know when to sell, when to store. They'll know all that stuff. 800-67-BUSEY. Visit Busey.com today. Busey, member, FDIC. Okay, well, it's that time of year again. Campus clears out, and it's like part of me as a townie is like, yay, and then the other part's going, oh. I mean, 50,000 diverse, interesting people, some of the smartest people in the world are here in Champaign-Urbana. And to us, they're just campus and students and, you know?
Yeah.
But they're unbelievable resources, and we love them, and we'll always love them, and we'll never take you for granted. Come back soon. So it's May 11, and they're leaving in June. And there'll be, of course, there's a core of people around for summer school and stuff like that. Small numbers, plenty of parking. Let's see, June, July, August. So they'll be back in 2.5 months. And they all, most all, have something going on. You know, they've got their plans and what they're doing. Mother's Day weekend and on top of the U of I graduation. And what do you do? Jordan has 4 tickets to the Illusionist and 2 $10 gift cards to Pie's the Limit out at Village at the Crossing, so he's good. Take care of his lovely bride and now new mother, a 10-month-old baby. But how much do people spend on Mother's Day? According to a survey by the National Retail Federation and Prosper Insights and Analytics, Mother's Day spending expected to reach, as Diane said, $2 billion. The number is $23.1 billion. It's the second highest amount in the history of the survey. 86% of Americans will celebrate this holiday this year, and each person is expected to spend about $180. Consumers are planning to spend $4.6 billion on jewelry. 34% of shoppers plan to purchase accessories. Special outings such as dinner, brunch, expected to contribute $2.6 billion. Retail marketing veteran and CEO of Fuel Partnership, Eric Rosenstrauch. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for such a fabulous and energetic introduction.
I always think about how names would sound at our State Farm Center for basketball.
So Rosenstrauch here. Okay.
It's a...
What do you think? Would that get the crowd up and running?
You can't have a silent CH.
I do. It's a new grammatical term in the English language.
Ladies and gentlemen, starting at forward, Eric Rosenstrauch. Yeah,
I love it.
That would sound really, really good.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, guys. $23 billion spent on Mother's Day. That sounds like a lot of money.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
$23 billion. You ready? Listen to this. No one ever believes this, but Mother's Day has now become the third highest spending holiday in the entire year.
That's amazing. I think it's great. It's great. What's Christmas?
Christmas, number one.
Yep.
And then back to school, back to college is
back
actually the
school.
Number two retail calendar. Yeah.
Okay, so Mother's Day is now number three in retail. Can it pass back to school? Is there any chance if they get a good forward in the center they could pass number two?
No.
All right.
They've got to be happy that they're the third position scorer, and I think that they're feeling good right there.
Okay. Gosh, all I want is a hike in the woods, some time with my family, and you know that personal written card is what we do on Valentine's and for things like Mother's Day. It's so funny that it's come so commercialized.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, though, that written card that you spoke about, that is the number one item given to mom and purchased for Mother's Day. About 77% of all people buying are going to buy a greeting card. So, but it's a small category. Even though they're so expensive these days, it still only accounts for about $813 million spent for this Sunday.
Let me ask you, Eric Rosenstrauch, why do I need bricks and mortar anymore if Amazon's in business?
You know, it's a great question, but let me give you a couple stats on Mother's Day, but I can even give you some stats overall. For Mother's Day, only about 31% of purchases are going to go through online. That's where people might be looking to shop. So 64% of people are still going to be buying at a regular brick-and-mortar type store. But millennials, right, our young millennial Gen Z generation, you know, the 18 to 24-year-olds, they will shop. About 62% of them plan to shop on their mobile phones. So, I mean, we do see that trend happening. But I always point out, although the media often talks about the end of retail, the reality is if we add food and gas purchases into all American consumption, do you realize that 95 cents on every dollar is still transacted at a retail store?
Wow.
About 5% of all of our dollars are online. Even though people think it's a big retail apocalypse, it's not true.
Well, because you know the numbers, and you're a genius type person. That's awesome to hear. We really don't. I mean, that makes your community vibrant. If you go in and talk to Barbara,
sure,
who's been your person for years, you want to connect and
right.
keep that. And I know the big box stores and franchises have a better chance because they got the formula thing down and all those good things you hear on investments and stuff, but we still need to socialize, Eric. We're just dying out here looking at our phones. We got to stop this and actually talk to people.
Absolutely, and it's still happening. And I will tell you, I always consult with people and say the key is how do you leverage that technology? If you've got 62% of millennials shopping on their mobile phone, that's great. But how do you use that tool to then bring them into your store?
Gotcha.
And the retailers that are linking that, the retailers that are able to link that shopping online and mobile shopping, and then drive people into your store for the instant purchase. Remember, when you go to that local store, you can walk in and walk out with what you're looking for. If you try to order online, you're going to be waiting a day, 2 days, 3 days for it. So, you know, at this point, anyone who hasn't purchased from Mom, guess what? They're going to the local store because they can't order online and get it done in time.
That's exactly
that's
right. Eric Rosenstrau, how do people reach or find you?
Probably the best way is Fuel Partnerships. You can find me at Fuel Partnerships. That's plural there, .com. And you will find me and can connect with me directly on our website.
Gotcha. Okay. Boca Raton, Florida. Not a bad location
that's
there.
Right.
Well done. Nice life choice. We appreciate your time, my friend. Thanks for your information.
You guys have a wonderful weekend and a great Mother's Day.
You betcha.
Thank you.
Eric Rosenstrau with a silent CH. Who ever heard of a silent CH?
All right.
That's a new one on me.
FuelPartnerships.com.
You could just tell he knows everything about retail. You can always tell those kind of people. They just, what do you need to know?
They have the stats in their head.
They are really smart. Here we go, sports headlines.
Well, we have Illinois softball in action against Maryland. Illinois beat Maryland. Now we've got Indiana.
All right,
at
so we advance
today.
On. Softball advances.
Exactly.
Good news.
And then wrapping up the regular season, Illinois baseball in Ann Arbor against the Michigan Wolverines. The start time has changed to 3 o'clock. They're expecting some weather issues, so they've bumped things up. 27-16 on the season and tied for first. Go Illini. Big Ten tennis in action as number 8 seed. They've got Marquette in town at the Conn Tennis Center. So go Illini all around, and of course, good luck to all the graduates. Cardinals over San Diego. That final was 2-1 yesterday. 9-10 start. A late one again tonight on ESPN 93.5. Here's your Redbird recap.
I'm sorry. I'm just watching the guy mowing the grass.
Yeah.
How many different directions does that mower go?
I don't know.
It's really fast, too.
Uh-huh.
But he can go beep, beep, beep back and forth.
I've met that guy. He said, I'm the one mowing outside your studio sometimes.
I mean, what'd the guy say in Napoleon, the woman say in Napoleon Dynamite?
I want that.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in San Diego, where last night Tommy Pham's blow in the fifth inning was the difference in a 2-1 Cardinal victory. The windup, the 3-2 pitch. Pham swings and hits it deep to left field. This is going to go. A goner. 2-0 Cardinals. And Tommy Pham has scored both runs. A 3-2 pitch, and Pham delivers his sixth home run of 2018. Tommy scored the first run as he was able to come on in after a base hit, wild pitch, pass ball. But good pitching got the job done for the Cardinals.
Yeah, nice to have Tommy back in the lineup, but Miles Michaelis was outstanding. Another good start for him. He only walked one batter, struck out four, really pitched very well against the San Diego Padres, the team that originally had signed him, and good defense throughout the game for the Cardinals.
Bud Norris saved his eighth game. The Cardinals won 2-1, and we're on the air at 8:15 tonight.
I'm on again.
Yeah.
Chicago White Sox.
I was looking out the window. You were talking to Colleen.
Exactly. So. Chicago White Sox, Chicago Cubs, 120 start today, tomorrow, and Sunday on US 105.9. Paul Stastny with two goals and an assist. Winnipeg Jets advance for the first time ever in the Western Conference Final, now facing the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow. 5-1 was the final over Nashville yesterday.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 graduation weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 86 today, 66 our low tonight, more clouds coming our way, and a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 and 2, with wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. So that means a 70% chance of partly cloudy conditions. Let's focus on the positive, people. We've got a high 83 tomorrow, down to 63. 82 the high on Sunday, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of rain again in the afternoon. 64 our low Sunday night. We're currently at 66 on ESPN 93.5.
Cardinals Phillies a week from tonight. Bragging rights night at the ballpark. All fans purchasing a special Illini theme ticket will receive an exclusive Illini really cool themed Cardinals mesh jersey. We're going because we're going to get those mesh jerseys. Illini tickets available at cardinals.com/theme. All right, ESPN 93.5. It is now 8:20. See how these markets are going to open in 10 minutes.
Fox Business Network. Apple and Goldman Sachs will be offering a joint credit card. The card would be issued under the Apple Pay designation. It's the first credit card for Goldman Sachs. HBO is launching a global war for cord cutters. The cable channel is developing shows that are specific to a particular country, from Spain to Scandinavia. A sign of how global competition is pushing entertainment companies to produce more foreign language programming. And Elon Musk says the latest configuration of his SpaceX rocket is designed to fly as many as 10 times without any scheduled maintenance. He predicts that rocket launches will be as routine as airline flights. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-566-7906 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-566-7906 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your Trane Comfort Specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying Trane system. Or here's another way you can save on a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying Trane system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years or a $1,000 trade-in allowance and start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-To.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef, brisket, turkey breast, pork loin, and chicken are carefully selected and rubbed with a signature spice blend infused with Hickory smoke for juicy, award-winning flavor, and served up right here in Central Illinois for over 20 years. How about a taste as big as Texas for lunch, dinner, your next get-together, or to watch the big game? You're guaranteed to be the fan favorite. Visit HickoryRiver.com to see all your options.
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
You know what a fan I am of all law enforcement, and they're not the ones necessarily that give parking tickets. That's a whole other division. And I'm listen, if you're late on your stuff, that's cool.
Sure.
And if you don't feed the meter, and some people really abuse it, and I get it. But boy, if I could just simply and kindly say, maybe this weekend we kind of stand down on the parking tickets.
Right.
There's a lot of visitors, and
it gives people a bad reflection of our town if they're like,
we had a winter graduation. I remember I was at Krannert, and there's 600 people graduating, great halls filled, and I'm outside, and there's two vehicles ticketing, as many cars as you could see. And it's just, you know what, they're going to leave town mad. I just would stand down this weekend, you know, just because there's people moving in and out, and you just don't want to, I think...
Right, PR, not think this is my gravy train.
I would probably loosen it up a little bit. That's just me. I would probably, when you're dealing with sporting events and things, the big abusers that are parking up on the lawn and things like that. But basic little parking stuff, I would probably loosen that up just a smidge. It's just me. But it's a big weekend, and every time visitors come in here, we're all ambassadors of sorts.
Right.
No honking, please.
Yes, that's true, too.
And just be patient and understanding that there are how many different countries come to the University of Illinois?
Right.
50, 80, 100, there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How many different languages can you find on the Urbana-Champaign campus? 50, 100, I don't know, a lot.
I got to say, though, there was a big fancy vehicle at Pennsylvania and Lincoln, and the lady threw a cigarette out of her window, and I rolled down my window, and I said, really? You're going to clutter up my campus with your cigarette butt.
You said that to a woman in a fancy car.
Exactly.
Probably with shades and a weapon. And you did that? What? What are you doing?
I do not like the litter.
I think you would probably be good at the police academy. I think you would probably be good as sheriff's deputy. Diane Ducey.
I call people out all the time.
I don't know if that's what you want.
And in my hometown with the youth, too. When I see them walking on the street and there's a sidewalk, I'll be really?
Pull it over. Yeah.
I'll pull over and say,
citizens arrest!
Kids, get on the sidewalk.
Yeah,
this is a
people,
very busy street.
Just a thought.
The reason why we have a sidewalk.
Just a thought. They probably aren't going to be very receptive to that.
You're right.
What did the fancy car lady with a cigarette say to you?
She, rolled her eyes and rolled up her window.
Tinted?
Exactly.
It's a tinted?
Exactly.
Yeah. What kind of vehicle?
I think it was a Lexus.
Uh-huh.
And,
you could always,
leather interior.
We could always get hold of the, Champaign County Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
Dan Walsh should roll his eyes.
VIP card.
He's already going, thank you for that, but boy, I'm not sure I can dispatch anybody on that one right now.
Yeah, littering and roadkill.
Well,
those are things that bother me.
Who flicks cigarettes out anymore?
I know it.
Can't that start a fire or something?
And it looked like it was smoking. And, Pennsylvania and Lincoln, you've got the Grove right there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Little entitled are we, ma'am? Diane Ducey calls you out. I'm with her.
I call out that, and I call in roadkill. It's so weird. I'm so sorry.
Roadkill you?
Yeah, there was a deer on the side of the road inside the last month for 8 days.
Well, you can call that in.
But everybody was deflecting it to, that's not our department.
Well, then call the right department. You ought to have all those numbers.
But am I going to spend, a half hour on this?
No,
one
just
time
say,
I was
what,
transferred
what's,
five
what's
times.
What's the department? Text me, and I'll call it for you. Anyway, you're a good conscientious citizen.
I guess so.
It's good of you. I don't think I'd have challenged the woman in the Lexus. All right, 8:28. We've got your news coming up next. And then after that, we'll talk to Colonel Jeff Atticott, former Green Beret. What's a Green Beret? What's the difference in Green Beret and like a SEAL? I don't know anything about all this.
Okay.
Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott, Israel and Iran. Iran fired rockets into Israel, and Israel had a strong response. How's that all going to work out? Details of that for a moment. Coming up next, ESPN 93.5, Jeremy Warner Show, 9 to 11 today. It's 8:29.
Graduation is around the corner, and odds are you're looking for a gift for your Illinois grad. Look no further than Game Day Spirit for all your alumni needs. Game Day has the widest selection of gifts and apparel for your grads, moms, and dads. Stop by the store on campus at the corner of 6th and Green, or shop at the store on Neil and Kirby. Can't make it to town or want to ship your gifts? Shop online at GameDaySpirit.com and send something sweet home. Game Day Spirit is your official fan store for the Fighting Illini. Whether your high school senior just got accepted or you're looking to support your favorite teams, don't forget to shop Game Day Spirit and have all your Illini needs met. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook or Twitter for the inside scoop on new merchandise.
You used to tell them all those years ago, you can be anything, do anything, go anywhere. Whatever you set your mind to, you can do it. That's what you told them all those years ago, right? And they listened, and they tried, and sometimes they failed. But you said every failure is a lesson. So they tried again. Sometimes it seemed impossible, but impossible is never an option. So together you worked hard. You always said it was never easy to make it all the way, but you can do it. So they did. To the graduating class of 2018, congratulations from the U of I Community Credit Union. If you live, work, or play in Champaign County, you can bank with your neighbors and friends at the U of I Community Credit Union.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump at a rally in Elkhart, Indiana, predicts Republicans will win in November's midterm elections.
The Democrats, they fight against the borders. They fight to raise your taxes. They want to raise your taxes. They fight for all of the things that we don't stand for. And we're going to have a great victory in 18. You watch. We're going to have a great victory.
The president campaigning for Republican Senate candidate Mike Braun in Indiana. The president's chief of staff says there are times of great frustration, but that he's never seriously considered quitting.
White House chief of staff John Kelly says President Trump is embarrassed by special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russia's interference of the 2016 election. In an interview with NPR, Kelly says the subject does come up during the president's conversations with foreign leaders.
Fox's Sean Langell in Washington. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Urbana woman has been charged after her ex-boyfriend was treated for a stab wound in the shoulder. 24-year-old Denichi Harmon was arraigned on charges of aggravated domestic battery and aggravated battery for allegedly stabbing the man. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning about a new virus carried by insects, WCIA-TV says. Officials are warning about the Bourbon virus that's been found in the Midwest. It is carried by ticks. In Illinois, bites from mosquitoes and ticks have gone up by 58% from 2005 to 2016. The Illinois Senate has passed a bill that would toughen penalties for K2 possession. The bill would make synthetic cannabinoids subject to emergency controlled substance scheduling. WEEK-TV said manufacturers would be subject to a Class 3 felony charge, while simple possession would be a Class 4 felony. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Check your weather here in a moment. Why don't you go over to Honda BMW and ask to test drive a Pilot? That's their SUV.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice vehicle. Saw one sitting there. I think the list was 39. And for something like that, that big, that seats seven, that's an SUV. I mean, those are normally 45, 55 now. So the price stunned me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sticker. They've got a lot of vehicles like that. I'm driving Civic this morning. Nathaniel's five speed, or is it six? Anyway, I'm stick shifting it.
Has kind of a sporty feel.
Yeah, it does. And I started out driving a stick shift, so kind of like the proverbial riding a bike. The Civics, I think, are just off the charts good value. but test drive something with an award-winning dealership like Honda BMW Champaign off of Neil at Burwash. You can go to their website, get it started, look around, drivechampaign.com, but you're going to get a great deal. And I'm telling you, their service department, I go in there quite a bit because I have four Hondas. This really, really good. They're really, really efficient, very good at it, good demeanor. They explain everything. They tell you exactly what's happening. They're very, very good. It's a Honda President's Award-winning dealership, Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com. Say hey to Ben Quattrone. Let's check your weather. Uh-oh, what do we got?
Well, partly cloudy conditions today with a high 86, low 66, a 30% chance of rain tomorrow, and it says between 8 and 2, which is in the zone for graduation ceremonies. Yeah. Gusts as high as 22 miles per hour, but who knows? Maybe it won't be over this region. It'll be over there. We've got a low 62 on Saturday night with some clouds. Clouds on Sunday with a high 82 and the 30% chance of rain again, down to around 64 in the evening. Currently 66, ESPN 93.5.
834, thank you for listening from your vehicle. Hopefully you're not smoking and throwing the butt out. If you are, please text and tell Diane so she can call you. Stop it.
That's right.
Put that in your dirty ashtray.
Exactly.
People that smoke do roll their windows down now. They don't generally like the smell of smoke.
You're right.
Probably hurts the resale, I would think. But, you know, much like hotel rooms, you're not supposed to smoke in there. Some people do. And you always got to be aware of that.
Most of our livelihoods depend on the students and their parents that send them here. Show them some love, Diane. So... got that coming in.
Well, how do you know the Lexus is from Naperville?
Well,
huh? How do you know? So, don't be getting on Diane here.
Rolling up her window. Hey, keep your window.
You're telling me that you don't think that somebody drives a Lexus in Champaign, tinted windows, and rolls her eyes? How do you know she rolls her eyes if she had sunglasses?
I don't know.
She wouldn't stand up in testimony in a court of law. You have sunglasses, right?
So
she
I'm
was
just...
feeling the cool, but... Again, as I asked our meter people to kind of stand down this weekend, we probably ought to stand down on some of that. The whole thing is we want people to love Champaign-Urbana and love to come back and spend their dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very amenable, but not totally. I mean, if you mess up and do something really bad, then you call it in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is Friday morning. It is May 11. Glad you're listening. Again, a busy campus weekend with so many people here visiting. I know that it's going to be busy at the hotels and restaurants and everybody graduating and stuff. Scheduled to be at Memorial Stadium in the morning. That's a campus-wide, and that's big, and that's where we're kind of hoping. But again, the planners, I know they've got plan A, B, C, D, E, F, all the way to Z, but you got chairs set up, and you're kind of guessing.
Right.
It's like a school superintendent and snow days.
Do you do it like maybe the Super Bowl, where you've got the tents ready to go kind of thing?
If you got high winds, you better have some pretty good stakes.
Uh-huh.
Tents aren't exactly where you run to in the rain. Anyway, good luck to them. They're darn good at what they do.
Exactly.
And we're thrilled that it's all right here. The University of Illinois makes us a community that is remarkable. We never want them to ever, ever go away. Oh, they'd never go away. You don't know. The people in Chicago have kind of eyes on our university for a long time. Stay back. This is our town, our university. Champaign-Urbana is incredible because of the University of Illinois. Man, can you imagine? 1867. I saw pictures of a few buildings and a bunch of mud. I just don't think they had the concrete trucks rolling back then. But it was, you know, horses and suits, top hats. I mean, just really, yeah, 1867-ish, 2 years after Lincoln was shot and killed in Washington, we founded the University of Illinois. 151 years now strong, and so much world impact emanates out of our campus. I mean, just the ripple effect of some of the contributions of the people from the University of Illinois. But sometimes living here, you take it for granted a little bit. I mean, we got world-class people. You know, some
not all
great people. I mean, you can't 45,000 people. You can't have a community of perfect. But overall, it's stunning the talent that comes to our community every year. And I, for one, really appreciate them. All right, ESPN 93.5, 838. Let's try and reach Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott about Israel and Iran next.
Great food, great selection, great atmosphere. That is Addie's Bar and Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club. Addie's is the place for casual, relaxed dining with friends, pub-style food, a full-service bar with 12 beers on tap, and 11 flat-screen TVs to cheer on your team. Their private dining areas are great for your next party, too. For an online menu, visit Addie's.net and follow them on Facebook and Twitter for daily food and drinks. Specials make Addie's your neighborhood destination off Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana. It's something to come back for.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at Provident Financial Group LLC.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Former Green Beret, director for the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University, an active duty Army officer in the Judge Advocate General Corps for 20 years. It's Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott. What is a Green Beret, Jeff?
Well, that was whatever the kid wanted to be before the Navy SEALs became.
Ah. So it's essentially Navy SEAL kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Special Forces of the Army. The Green Beret was actually authorized by President John F. Kennedy back in the early 60s. And they cut their teeth in Vietnam, and their primary mission is to engage in training of indigenous forces and also direct action missions. But, yeah, there's always a rivalry between the Green Berets and Navy SEALs.
Wow.
Friendly rivalry.
All tough guys like Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott. Okay, Iran launches missiles into Israel. Israel responds in a strong manner. What do you see there as the future of that fight, conflict, slash war?
Well, the Iranians are vicious. I mean, they're the number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world. They want to acquire nuclear weapons. Every president said, you know, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad. Wring their hands, wring their hands. No one's ever done anything. And so this president has decided that he's going to do something, just as he's decided he's going to do something with North Korea. He's also going to do something about Iran. Iran has demonstrated their true colors. They're shooting in rockets into the Golan Heights, into Israel, unprovoked, and the Israelis are responding. So, you know, the Iranians are smart enough to know that they don't shoot at our ships or target American interests, as they did in the Obama administration. Recall they took some of our sailors prisoner on one of our ships, and, you know, we didn't really do anything about it. They know that that would be serious if they did it to us, but they know the Israelis, as long as they shoot a couple missiles there, they can keep, you know, they can keep up with their propaganda that they're fighting the great state, et cetera, et cetera. But they've got to be very cautious, because you kick the giant too hard, and the giant will respond.
Okay. I've heard for years about Iran and falling on its own weight. If they were able to reclaim the momentum they had in those demonstrations 8-9 years ago, whenever that was, and if Donald Trump supported that, could, in fact, the 9 of the 10 people in Iran that are pretty normal and would really love to have a different regime, could it happen like that still?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely correct. People don't want to live in dictatorships and totalitarian regimes. The first, you know, the so-called Green Revolution of the Middle East was the Iranian students and other people that rose up. And you recall President Obama at that time said, well, we can't get involved, like to take sides, which was ludicrous. That's the side you should take. And if you're going to be a brutal dictator, of course, you suppress with violence people that try to rise up. But the Iranians have to, the regime has to be very careful, because, you know, if things go bad in Iran and we blockade or something else happens or the pressure is too great, the bullies are afraid that the people will rise up and throw them out. We've seen this happen in the USSR. We've seen it happen in other totalitarian regimes.
Yeah, I bet you there's some back-channel stuff going on right now, because, again, it's to me, it's kind of like the FBI. There's a couple people near the top that aren't very good. Just like in Iran, I'm telling you, we would really, really like Iranians if they weren't under the thumb of these rulers.
Well, they used to be very good allies. Strong of Iran, you know, he was a dictator. But everybody's a dictator in the Middle East except for Israel. Some of them more than others. But compared to the Mullahs, the Shah of Iran was a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
I mean, at that time, the Iranian people enjoyed far more freedoms under his regime than they do under the current regime. And that's what the Iranians want. That's what anybody wants. They want more freedom, not less freedom.
Last question. Do you think this gets bad before it gets better?
Well, you know, we see some amazing things under this president. I tell people, you know, listen to President Trump with your eyes and not with your ears. He's done what nobody has done in decades and decades, not just economically here in this country, but in terms of national security. He's obliterated ISIS. Of course, there's no credit in the media for this. Wiped them off the face of the earth. You hear North Korea coming to the bargaining table. It looks like we have a real opportunity to get something done. If we can solve that problem on the Korean Peninsula, that would be wonderful. And now, you know, he's doing great things.
Lieutenant Colonel, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for serving. Appreciate it. Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Adicott, former Green Beret, which is kind of like a SEAL.
Mm-hmm.
Got that cleared up.
Friendly competition.
The Army. Yeah.
Yeah.
ESPN 93.5/844. Cardinals win on the coast. They're still in first place this morning. They're ahead of Milwaukee by one half game because Milwaukee also won at Colorado. The Cubbies are a game and a half out. Pirates, I believe, a game out. Really tied in El Central. All the sports coming up.
Shop 10,000 Villages in downtown Champaign for Mother's Day. 10,000 Villages has a great selection of earrings, necklaces, and other jewelry, along with beautiful scarves that mom will love. Plus, now through May 13th, it's buy one, get one 50% off on jewelry and scarves. Only at 10,000 Villages. Find mom something she'll love this Mother's Day. 10,000 Villages, 105 North Walnut in downtown Champaign.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Don't miss a gripping reimagination of the events the night before the assassination of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the Twin City Theater Company and their latest production, The Mountaintop, playing at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign, May 11th through the 13th and May 17th through the 20th. The Mountaintop focuses on Dr. King's final days and him being forced to confront his destiny and his legacy to his people. It's The Mountaintop with the Twin City Theater Company. It's brought to you by Dr. J. Barry Howe, Lipman, Minuteman Press, and this station. Learn more about the show and buy tickets at TwinCityTheaterCo.com.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster, Surf Pro, at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
All right, quick check of sports, Diane.
All right, Cardinals beat San Diego yesterday 2-1. 9-10 start again tonight. Kind of late action on U.S. ESPN 93.5.
Right. Cubs are on U.S.
That's right.
But you know what? Cubs and White Sox.
Inner city, windy city battle.
Good luck to the White Sox.
Right. They're hoping fans say maybe one.
Yeah. If they got one, that'd be huge. I mean, they got the worst record in baseball right now, the White Sox. Cubbies are starting to stretch it out.
Just looking at the Cubs on TV schedule, and it's a different station for the next six games.
Well, that's why you're on US 105.9.
Exactly.
Regular and on FM. They sound great.
David Price with the Red Sox. Carpal tunnel syndrome. He's 32. Hasn't pitched since May 3rd. Due to pitch tomorrow. Going to put the fortnight apparatus down and try not doing video games. Winnipeg wins over Nashville 5-1, so they'll advance to the Western Conference Final in the quest for the Stanley Cup. They'll play the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow. We have our softball team in action against Indiana after beating Maryland yesterday. Our Illinois baseball team in Ann Arbor to take on the Michigan Wolverines. And we've got tennis action at the Conn Tennis Center as we play Marquette tomorrow. Go Illini, ESPN 93.5.
So they're saying the multi-million dollar pitcher David Price has got carpal tunnel syndrome because of Fortnite?
It's come up in the conversation, yes.
They don't know for sure because that's kind of embarrassing.
It is.
If you're making, he's making, 10 or 20 million a year.
But he's had some numbness in his pitching hand, and they said that they treated it with the with the needles
what
and
I
stuff.
Did, yeah.
Exactly.
So, and they think it's from video gaming.
Well, he says, I was born in 85. I'm part of the video gaming generation.
Not when you're making $18 million a year, you're not.
No, he said, I didn't realize that this was such a big deal.
It kind of is, so you need to probably back out of the Fortnite.
He says, I'll do what the doctors tell me to do.
That's going to free up quite a few hours.
Put the video controller
down.
For
you, David. That'll free up. He was in our Illinois stands 2 years ago.
Okay.
He was a Vanderbilt guy when Vanderbilt came up here for the NCAA. David Price, a high-priced pitcher, playing too much video. Man, 849.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com. Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day graduation weekend weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly sunny today. Winds of the south-southwest up to 23 miles per hour. Today's high 86, 67. Our low this evening with more clouds. Clouds and a chance for thunderstorms at 30% tomorrow. High 83, low 63. It's all in the timing. And we've got showers that could happen before 2.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is not great timing. 30% chance of showers after 2 on Sunday. We've got a high 82, low 64 expected. 66 now on ESPN 93.5.
Hey Cardinals fans, are you thinking about making a trip to St. Louis to see the Cardinals play? Well, why not do it the weekend of May 18th, 19th, and 20th when the Cardinals host the Philadelphia Phillies? That weekend, it's a celebration. The Cardinals will honor the 1968 National League Championship team, and it's presented by Heartland Coca-Cola. The weekend is loaded with great giveaways as well. Friday night, it's the Bob Gibson Pitching Rubber Giveaway. This unique giveaway commemorates his historic 1968 season and his 1.12 ERA. Saturday, fans will take home a replica, wearable 1968 National League Championship ring. This ring is just like the one the players and coaches received in 68. On Sunday, it's all about the kids with the Rawlings Kids Baseball Glove Giveaway. And kids also receive a ticket to Six Flags and a free ticket voucher to a future home game. That's the weekend of May 18th, 19th, and 20th. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one, Cardinals Baseball.
All right, it's Tim Atterbury. He's our law enforcement official of the month. And people just really commend you on your demeanor, on the fact that when you approach a situation, is it just training? Is it instinct? How do you know how to react?
I'm the youngest of 6 kids. I've been married for 15 years. You know, I started this job when I was single. I was 24 years old when I started. When I came on, I was the new guy. Now I'm the old guy. But when I came on, the department was full of old guys. I had the pleasure and the luxury of watching them work. My first training officer was Officer Greg Campbell, now retired. He taught me so much in my first 6 weeks on the street in the police department that to this day, I evaluate my own performance by the standard that I think he would evaluate me by. So if I think it passes Greg Campbell's muster, then I think I've done the right thing the right way.
It feels more dangerous, is it?
It's different. I don't know that it's more dangerous. It's different.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Now, congratulations, Jordan, who called in, got his young wife and
Morgan,
and then 10-month-old baby a night out. So the baby will stay with the grandparents.
That's right, Everly.
And off they go to the Illusionist Tuesday night. Thank you for trying to win those, because we had a lot of responses.
We did.
Hundreds and hundreds of people trying to get in to try and win those tickets. That'll be Tuesday night at State Farm Center. Plus, I gave them two pies of lemon.
That's great.
Gave it to them. They're available at RadioRefunds.com, where you can get some great values if you just go to RadioRefunds.com. Heck, you could go on right now, buy them, and come on out and pick them up and use them for the weekend.
Windsor and Duncan, pie's the limit. A lot of buzz on that, being such a great
really place. Really good, $8.99. You can have 35 toppings if you so choose.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same, $8.99.
$50 gift card to Old Orchard, too.
And Ben Grice has Humble Hog and Harvest Ale. We're having a little thing for Nathaniel tonight. We might run up and get some Humble Hog.
I just love Paxton. What a
pretty
great community.
Good stuff, man. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jeremy Warner is next. Diane, you have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you. And, happy Mother's Day to Janet.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Margaret.
Thank you. I'm blessed and highly favored.
I'll be putting some flowers on Mom's grave. She's passed away in 09, so just a wonderful mother in Betty Lou.
Yep, it's amazing the moms we have. My mom and Philo, she's doing great. My wife, Janet, who's unbelievable.
And to the birth mothers out there, too, who's gone through adoptions. We just appreciate all moms all around.
You're a mom. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See you Monday.
Enjoy the weekend.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. We'll meet on Monday. Thanks again. Have a blessed weekend.
Okay. Keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Winning can be fun, and we love giving away free stuff, but we want to make sure it's fair for everyone. So here are the rules when competing to win on ESPN 93.5. No purchase necessary. Prize must be collected within 30 days during business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 2702 Boulder in Urbana. ESPN Radio assumes no liability due to circumstances beyond our control, and any prize may be substituted with a prize of equal or greater value. Winners are liable for any taxes, tips, or other miscellaneous charges associated with the prize. All contestants must have a valid ID and social security number. Our judges' decisions are final and reserve the right to end any contest at any time for any reason without notice. In the event that a contestant is found to be ineligible for a prize, said prize will not be awarded. And if you win, we reserve the right to use your likeness or voice on the radio or online, and any winners must wait 30 days to win again. Get a complete list of rules and more information on any contest on ESPN Radio at ESPNCU.com. Those are the rules, and good luck from ESPN 93.5. Tonight, it's night number two at the Farmer City Raceway in Farmer City, Illinois for the Farmer City 74. Gates open at 3 p.m. Don't miss the late model feature with $10,000 to win and the modified feature with $2,000 to win. General admission, just $25. Kids 12 and under free. Pit passes, $40 for the Farmer City 74. Night number two tonight in Farmer City at the Farmer City Raceway, where we'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need
the buzz this time of year is nature's coming alive. Your yard is an important part of the special place called home. At Spring Green, it's our favorite time of year. For a limited time, new customers save 20% on Spring Green's full program. Nurture your outdoor space with Spring Green, your local lawn care professionals. They take special care of your lawn and landscape investment for a trouble-free lawn. Because precise and well-timed applications encourage your landscape to grow and prosper. Their guarantee of satisfaction states, if you're not happy, they'll make it right or refund the entire cost of that application. Serving Champaign, Urbana, and Mattoon, Charleston for over 35 years. Call your local Spring Green at 217-359-2111. 217-359-2111. Or on the web at spring-green.com for the convenience of America's neighborhood lawn care team. Introducing the Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour, a developmental program for boys and girls aged 10 to 17 in the Central Illinois area. And it's designed for junior golfers to gain competitive experience in a partner format while playing a variety of courses. Team up and play in this two-person scramble beginning May 19th through August 10th. Play Champaign Country Club, Lincolnshire, Urbana Country Club, and Stone Creek, and more in this eight-match series. Only $20 to enter each event. For complete details, go to Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour on Facebook.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account.